Did you know that nearly 1 million people have been impacted by Be Broken Ministries just this year? Through radio, internet, and print media, we are reaching out to families across the nation struggling with pornography and sexual addiction. Hi, I'm Jonathan Daugherty, founder of Be Broken. And every day we are grateful for the opportunities to provide hope and healing to thousands of individuals and families. We cannot do what we do without your help. I want to ask you two questions as this year winds down. First, will you pray for us? We face significant spiritual obstacles and challenges in the fight for sexual purity, and we need your prayers. Second, would you consider sending a generous year-end donation to Be Broken? Your gift could provide the time and resources for a marriage to be restored or a life changed. To offer your prayer or financial gift, please call us today at 1-800-49-PURITY or visit us online at BeBroken.com.
Good day, radio listeners. It's time for Pure Sex Radio. This is the best in mobile talk radio. Listen to real-life struggles and learn how to overcome lust, pornography, and sex addiction. And get serious about purity. Your hosts are Jonathan Daugherty, director of Be Broken Ministries, and Steven Cervantes, founder of Hope Counseling Center. And now, please welcome Jonathan and Steven on Pure Sex Radio.
Good day, radio listeners. Welcome to this week's edition of the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. It's great to have you here with us. We are coming to you recorded from San Antonio, Texas. I wish we could say live, but we'd be lying to you. But it is a beautiful day. I hope it's a beautiful day wherever you are. We're enjoying God's goodness and grace upon us today. And my name is Jonathan Daugherty, and I'm here with Steven Cervantes. Hey there, Steven.
Hi, Jonathan.
We are a program that is all about training men and educating women, and we talk about everything about sexual purity and pornography and love and relationships and just everything that has to do with biblical sexuality and how we can live lives that are pleasing to God in terms of managing our sexuality. We have been doing a three-part series on 30 reasons to work on purity. In the last two broadcasts, we have giving you the first 20 reasons. And in this broadcast, we're going to knock out those last 10. So, Steven, you want to take it from here and take us home on the last 10
All right.
reasons to work on purity.
Number 21, or if you're just tuning in for the first time, number one. But it's actually 21 in the series. Stand with a growing group of men. Why is it important to work on purity? Because it's our calling. And there's a new movement afoot where men are taking responsibility for better management of their sexuality. And we need you to take a stand with a growing group of men. And what do you call your men's group?
The Iron Circle.
The Iron Circle. And so in Jonathan's church, he's part of a community called the Iron Circle, where men get together and they support one another. And they don't try to go it alone. And they don't try to live in ignorance about sexuality off by themselves alone. No, they're working community. And so part of why it's important to work on purity is because it requires that you grab the arm of a brother and that you hold each other accountable. And you work as part of a growing group of men on a mission to challenge one another to their Heavenly Father's calling. Sexual purity.
Well, see, one of the things that you eventually figure out if you are trying to come to a place where you want to work on purity, eventually, and some people find this out sooner than others. A lot of people, they're kind of like me, and they just bang their head up against the wall a lot. You eventually find out that it is an impossibility to become a man or woman of purity alone. You, give it a shot. I mean, actually, I don't want you to give it a shot. Just trust me, okay? But eventually you would come to that conclusion. If you keep trying to do it on your own and do it alone, it doesn't work. You cannot become a man of purity alone. And so one of the reasons that you work on purity is so that you can begin to understand, what is it like to connect to a community of other men? What is it like to lock arms with brothers? And what is it like to learn how to be a friend? You know, a real friend, somebody that talks about stuff besides the weather and politics and sports. I mean, you're really engaging other people, and that's a huge, great reason to work on purity.
Good. Number 22, if you're going to work in community, if you're going to work on purity, you have to be willing to be open and honest, as Jonathan said. But number 22 is you have to confess failure. I keep trying to find the one man who has not failed in the area of his sexual purity mission.
Mm.
Everywhere you go.
You mean even after they get plugged into recovery, there's the potential for failure?
I think as long as they're human beings, flesh, then in temptation is swirling around, mm-hmm. that, yeah, we can't whole perfection.
Which that automatically lets our listeners know, Stephen, that you and I haven't arrived.
Not there yet.
Right?
That's the next show. We arrive at the next show.
But I think that's important.
Men on a mission.
I think that's important, though, isn't it? Because how easy is it for us, you know, especially for a person when the vulnerability that they have to get to just to even come to a support group or approach a counselor. I mean, it's a challenge just to get over that obstacle. But then to be told, wait a second, you mean to tell me that this journey is not one of perfection?
Yes.
That's another hurdle that's tough to get over, to say that throughout this journey, you're going to have failures of different scale. And to work on purity means you've got to confess that. You can't hold it.
That's the beginning of the process, yeah. And it goes on during the process, and even when you're later in the process, you have to do what the Father calls you to do to come clean. You have to confess to one another that you're not holding perfection. Now, the way I say it is step backwards, move back towards purity. Wherever you are right now today, just move back towards purity and tell your brother, use your support, confess failure, and move back towards purity, because that's the camp we want to hold in.
Mm-hmm.
But confession was given to us by the Father as a way of cleansing and freeing and healing. And so part of the journey, part of the reason we work on purity is so that we can come clean of our past.
Mm. Number 23.
Number 23. I think that in the struggle for purity, you have to cry out to the Father, because you can't use your old tools, and your old toolbox has to be left at home. It's just you without your old sexual coping toolbox. It's just you. And I think it requires that we pray for wisdom. Wisdom to be smarter, wisdom to have greater insight, wisdom to have more discipline, wisdom to live deeper. I think that when you journey into purity, the Father has to give you eyes to see and ears to hear.
And, you know, I think we got to be careful of trying to communicate wisdom in a sense that this is an intellectual exercise only.
Yes.
There's certainly an intellectual component to it. But remember, in the Word, it tells us that humility is the beginning of wisdom. So there's an attitude disposition also towards wisdom, of being teachable, of being able, as you come into this group of growing men, you know, as you come into this community, so to speak, of men pursuing purity— you take a disposition of saying, I know that since I can't do this alone, I need to learn. I need to be able to grow. I need to cry out to God and cry out to these other men for wisdom, I need to know what's the best decision to make in terms of whatever's ahead of me. Because there's a difference between good and best. And there may be a lot of good out there, but for us, as we lock arms with our brothers, we want the best for our brothers. We don't want just good lives. We want the best they can have. We want the best. I mean, that's what pursuing purity is about. It's shooting for the best.
And wisdom to me breaks down two ways. Vision, which is what you're talking about, the best. We want the best. But wisdom also is a deep knowing. You know, wisdom is like a language from the Father that communicates to your soul. It's a very deep knowing what the right thing is, a very deep embracement of the truth, and a sense that come that peace that comes with that deep sense of walking in truth with the Father. So vision and deep knowing, and instead of acting out sexually, when you pursue purity, you also realize you need great vision and deep knowing, or you need wisdom.
And that deep knowing kind of dovetails into 24.
Which is pressing into the Father under stress instead of using, you know, mismanaged sexuality as an escape under stress. If you're going to hold purity, it's going to be toughest to hold when you're under stress. And, you know, you call it your old sexual coping toolbox, any of that sexual stuff that you do when you feel bad. You want to not feel bad, and you want to get some quick sexual solution to feeling stressed or anxious or tired or broken or rejected or abandoned. Well, your sexuality will step up and say, I'll serve you. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to hold purity, then it means you're going to grab the Father's hand in the darkest moment, and you're going to press into the Father and say, hold me, Dad. Take care of me, Dad. This is ugly, Dad. You and I need to talk, Dad. You have to press in the darkest hour.
Because the temptation will call the loudest when you're feeling the weakest. That's when the temptation calls the loudest. And so the new pattern of, you know, one of the reasons we work on purity is so that we can begin to learn how to engage our Father in those moments rather than engaging our sexuality in a mismanaged way.
Yes, excellent, excellent. Go, Jonathan. Go, Jonathan. Oh, yeah.
Number 25, sorry. What do we have on number 25?
We are called to grow into a new creation. And I think using mismanaged sexuality, using fantasy and masturbation, little rituals and pornography, and all those things are residual of our flesh and of pleasure, and of personal maintenance and of emotional maintenance. And but we're called to be a new creature. And I think even our sexuality, we are called to be a new creation.
And all those things you just mentioned, those stunt our growth. Those prevent us from growing because they block us from being undivided. They block us from being honest.
And doing the real work,
right?
Exactly. And so if you're going to work on sexual purity, then you're going to grow into the new creation that you're called, and you're going to have to loose yourself. And I really believe in binding and loosing. It means you're going to loose yourself from the old and embrace the new creation that the Father has caused you to be. 26. If you work on purity, you're going to have to be more honest with yourself. And no distractions, no a little of this, no lying and conning and deceiving, no ritualizing, no objectifying, none of the goofy sexual things that you've done as a way of getting through and getting by. You have to be more honest that you've picked up some sexually inappropriate ways of coping. I mean, there are women reading. Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that, and that a lot of times the way we are dishonest with ourselves may not be a flat-out, bold-faced lie, but it's more along the lines of maybe minimizing.
That's another one. Yes.
You know, I just had a little problem today, and you spent 4 hours on the internet looking at porn. I mean, you know, we don't minimize. We got to be honest with ourselves.
And I was thinking sometimes women will read like these harlequin romances and just vibe. You go to a garage sale and there's 200 books. Well, that woman's got a little fantasy life that's out of control. Mm-hmm. She's not walking in purity. She's fantasizing relief from her situation. We have to be honest about our little sexual routines, and we have to submit them to the Father in honesty. And that dovetails into 27, mm-hmm. which is 26 is you got to be honest with yourself. 27 is you got to be honest with your wife and your kids. If you're hiding sexuality, if you're coping by misusing your sexuality, then emotionally part of yourself is cut off and not available to your wife or your kids. And your kids are out there encountering difficult sexual struggles. Well, do you think you're in any place to talk to them about them if you have secrets and division and you're shaming yourself and you're conning and lying and deceiving and ritualizing? And no, you can't help your kids. When they say something, you shut up. When they talk about sexuality, you shut up. If they talk about a struggle, you shut up. If they say something they saw they need to process with you and you're shut down, you're not working on purity, you can't help them. You can't help your wife. You can't help your kids. You are a part of you is shut off from them.
And, you know, this honesty, obviously the conversations will be different between your wife and your kids because there need to be things certainly that are age appropriate for your children and how you communicate certain things. But the disposition of honesty, learning to be honest, this is a great reason to work on purity because you can't really be connected and develop real intimacy with your wife or your kids when you got all this stuff in the shadows, when you got all these secrets, when you're hiding, when you're divided. You can't experience the best in terms of the joy that you can have in your relationships with your wife and your kids. And again, it doesn't mean that there's not discomfort on the journey of being honest with your family, but it pales in comparison to the joy that can be had on the other side of that honesty. And so we pursue purity to be honest and enjoy those relationships that we can't have if we're continuing to be dishonest.
Thank you. That's good. So number 28 is we have to get smarter about personal sexual management. And if you embrace the mission of purity, then you have to go into areas where you've been stuck and get unstuck. You have to have a growth orientation about your sexuality because you are a sexual being. Right now, today, you are a sexual being and you live in a sexualized culture and temptation is occurring and the Father's voice is calling and we need to get smarter about managing our sexual selves. We are sexual beings. We were made that way. And if you embrace the right calling, the mission of purity, then you can get smarter about personal sexual management.
And this can include certainly books. I mean, reading some great books. There's great resources out there, and we can certainly help you find good resources on that. You know, being more educated on how you can live a life of purity. Certainly, the Word of God is a great place to go in terms of understanding sexuality and what God's designed for it. Attending maybe a seminar or a workshop or, you know, there are good tools and resources out there that can help you in this mission of getting smarter about your personal sexual management. When you start tapping into some of these resources that are available, you are building a team, so to speak, that's helping you become the man or woman that God desires you to be. Remember, you can't do it alone. So part of this getting smarter is inviting some authors into your life, inviting some speakers into your life, inviting their wisdom and their knowledge to help you become a better at personally managing your sexuality.
Great. Number 29, to work on purity means you have to hold a new vision. You can't move towards purity with your old vision. Your old vision was coping and surviving and self-care in secrecy. But the new vision, and I credit Jonathan, God speaking through Jonathan, the new vision is you are made for purity. Mm. Wow, you're at your best. You are at your finest when you embrace the calling of purity. You are free and clean and light when you step in the vision that this is such a powerful truth. You are made for purity.
And when you catch that vision, and I'll tell you, I might have been a couple years into my own recovery before that connected. Because you kind of got to chew on it for a while.
Yes.
Because when you've been immersed in pornography, when you've been immersed in the lies of our culture and in the lies of sexual addiction, it's hard sometimes even to intellectually embrace the idea that you were made for purity, the vision that you were made for purity, let alone embrace it on a spiritual or emotional level. So, but one of the great reasons to work on purity is that there is a new vision available. And that new vision is how God made you. He made you to function best. He made you to fulfill your purpose when you are walking in purity. And if you kind of just, if you'll allow your mind to just chew on that for a while.
Yes.
And let it sink in.
I want to do a whole show on that.
Yeah, and we are. We're going to do a whole show.
Okay, so act like you didn't hear this when we do the next whole show on this or sometime in the future.
But we are going to do a show on this idea of you were made for purity. When that starts to sink into the fiber of your being.
Yes.
It changes your focus. It changes your perspective. And your vision is set in a whole different direction. And you begin to kind of get outside of yourself and all the selfishness and self-centeredness that's part of a sexually addicted lifestyle. And I'll tell you, that's a great reason to work on purity, because when you can start to move into that sort of vision, you begin to fulfill the purpose for which God's made you. And there's fulfillment in that. There's no fulfillment in sexual addiction, but there's great fulfillment in the purpose that you were made for purity. You can find satisfaction in that.
Deep satisfaction. You're on target.
And number 30.
Number 30 is God is waiting to do more in your life. That's why it's important to work on purity. God is wanting to do more in your life. God is ready to do more in your life. God desires to do more in your life. And God is excited about doing more in your life when you embrace your walk with purity and towards purity and for purity. And you make it your sacrifice, your offering to the Father. I take the challenge to move towards purity.
You know, and much of the reason why we cannot see sometimes what God wants to do in our lives, some of that reason is because we're blocking it. We're blocking it through our self-centeredness, or we're blocking it through our pornography and our dividedness. And God is patient. He's patiently waiting for us to lay down all the garbage, waiting for us to get honest and come out of the dark and step into the light, into the community of other brothers. And when we do that, when we take those bold steps of courage, it's almost as if he is, you know, he revs up the engine for new, exciting, fresh, beautiful, wonderful things in your life. And it's like he's got this design that's out there, this purpose that's out there. And as soon as we, you know, break out of our secrecy, as soon as we move forward and say, okay, I'm going to take this step of courage and tell another brother my story, it's like it opens the floodgates. It opens this new vision, this new purpose, this new plan, this new pathway for your life. And you know what? That's a great reason to work on purity, because it takes you in a different direction. You're able to experience a new life, a different life. You know what? We are hoping that these three broadcasts, this series, has been an encouragement to you. Certainly, this is not a comprehensive list of all the reasons to work on purity. God will show you reasons that aren't part of this list as you step out in faith and begin to work on this issue of sexual purity. But we wanted to give you some ideas, some angles to look at this, maybe some insight to cause you to want to get on this pathway, because there's no greater joy than stepping out and doing what God has called us to do. And so that's what we wanted to do here, is challenge you to take some of those initial steps and begin working on your own personal purity. We would love to hear your story. We'd love to hear how God is working in your life. Please feel free to email or call us and just tell us what's been going on, and maybe give us some additional reasons of why you think we need to work on purity.
Yeah, join with us. You are part of our team.
Absolutely. We're glad you've listened to us, and we'll see you back here next week on the Pure Sex Radio broadcast.
Today's Purity Pointer, making a point that makes a difference. Brought to you by Pure Sex Radio.
Trauma is real. Get help. Most individuals who struggle with sexually addictive behaviors have had one or more traumatic events occur in their histories. Whether it be abuse, abandonment, or some other form of trauma, these events left scars. Don't ignore the effects of trauma. Get help today.
Purity Pointer is a service of Pure Sex Radio. Listen to more Purity Pointers at puresexradio.com.
Well, folks, we want to slip in a great promotional item for you this week. We have a resource that we have written here at Be Broken Ministries. It's called The 40 Days of Purity. Stephen Cervantes is the primary author, and myself, Jonathan Daugherty, helped contribute to it. And what this is this was born actually out of some seminars that Steve and I did where we would challenge men to 40 days of purity, giving themselves over for 40 days of offering purity to God. And so we wanted to put something together that would help men along this journey, help them start out in their journey for purity. And so we wrote the 40 Days of Purity workbook. And we want to offer this to you this week. For any of you who call in and mention that you heard about this offer on the radio program, we're going to offer you the discounted price of only $10. This is normally $14.99, but we want to give it to you for $10. And you know what we're going to include? That will include shipping and handling to anyone in the continental United States. Call in, write us, let us know that you heard about the 40 Days of Purity workbook through the radio broadcast today, and we will get this out to you for only $10. It's a great way to start your journey, or even if you've been on the journey for a little while and you just need to, you need a devotional that's really going to kick it up a notch, so to speak, then this is the way to do it. This will really help you to focus and get on track in your pursuit of purity.
Thanks for listening to today's broadcast. We want to hear from you. This broadcast is not possible without the prayers and financial contributions of listeners like you. Please send your notes and donations to Pure Sex Radio, 1800 Northeast Loop 410, Suite 415, San Antonio, Texas 78217. Again, the mailing address is 1800 Northeast Loop 410, Suite 415, San Antonio, Texas 78217. You may also reach us by phone toll-free at 1-800-49-PURITY. Our toll-free number again is 1-800-497-8748. Our website is a great resource for archived broadcasts, helpful resources, and secure donations. Simply visit www.puresexradio.com for more information. That wraps up our time together on this week's Pure Sex Radio broadcast. We look forward to having you back next time when we again tackle real-life struggles with lust, porn, and sex addiction. Until then, remember, the price you pay today for purity is a bargain compared to the pain it costs if you put it off.